Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel convening a cabinet meeting today at which phase one of the peace plan in Gaza is expected to be ratified. Hamas has also agreed. ABC's Ian Pannell has more from Hostage Square in Tel Aviv after the announcement on the deal came out.
Scenes of jubilation, of relief, finally hope realized. We were here two days ago when we were talking about the anniversary of the war and there were still so many doubts. I mean, 2 years since this terrible war began, Palestine and Israelis can finally dare hope that their long nightmare is coming to an end.
The hostages are expected to be released on Monday. President Trump also convening a cabinet meeting at the White House today. National Guard troops have been deployed in the Chicago area. They are on a mission to protect federal facilities, the president says, including the ICE detention center in the suburb of Broadview, where protests have been taking place for weeks. Government shutdown now entering day number nine. This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A teenage girl is recovering after being stabbed in the face. Madison police say it happened Tuesday night on the northeast side. They say there was a fight between people who knew each other, and now they're asking for tips. And Middleton schools were on alert yesterday because of a suspicious call. WKOW reports someone called in a tip that there was someone with a weapon in the high school parking lot. Some schools were put on secure holds. Middleton police found that the call was a hoax and came from outside the U.S. Meanwhile, rescue organizations are scrambling to care for hundreds of animals taken from a home near Wisconsin Dells. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The Juneau County Sheriff's Office says Dean Lawrence and Amy Thomas face numerous animal neglect charges. The Sheriff's Office responded to a property in Plymouth Township following reports of animals on the loose. An investigation of the property determined a significant case of animal neglect. Nearly 400 animals in total were located on the property, including 81 dogs, 10 puppies, 126 rabbits, 5 horses, 136 chickens, and 35 goats.
About a dozen rescues are now involved, including Shelter from the Storm, based here in Madison. They picked up dozens of rabbits and chickens and 16 dogs. Many need medical care. COO Peyton Pritzel says cases like these take a toll.
Rabbits that are in pretty rough shape. The chickens are okay, but they're pretty underweight. And then we have a couple dogs with some significant issues. It's very easy to focus on the animals in situations like these, but the people also go through a lot emotionally and physically.
Shelter from the Storm has now gotten tons of boxes of donations, items that can help both the animals who need care and those caring for them. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Cubs beat the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3 in Chicago. The Cubs scoring all of their runs in the first inning. Brewers starter Quinn Priester struggled, giving up 3 runs and was pulled after just 39 pitches.
Very frustrated. First inning, the only inning, command wasn't good and stuff wasn't coming out the way, you know, I'd wanted it to. And, you know, everyone else played real well with the exception of myself.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on the 25-year-old Priester.
I think the moment got to him a little bit. I think this is, again, he's not technically a rookie, but it's his first postseason appearance and had a long layoff. It's in his hometown. Yeah, I feel for him.
So Milwaukee still leads the best of 5 series, 2-1. Game 4 is tonight at Wrigley Field. First pitch, 8:08 p.m. NBA, the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons tonight in a preseason matchup. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, and it could get a little breezy at times here as we head into the afternoon. Our high right around 67 today. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Could see a few showers late tonight. Our low 47 tomorrow. Partly cloudy to mostly cloudy with a high near 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
The John and Gordy Show.
And this is the war-ravaged Portland. And let me just read the letter.
My dearest Suzanne, we are a city under siege. The Antifa forces have our city surrounded. If all is lost, you'll find me at Whole Foods drinking kombucha. Forever yours, my darling.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you've been to a Wisconsin sports event, especially a football game, you've heard his voice.
First and 10, Wisconsin.
That's Badger Public Address announcer Mike Mankey. Join us Friday afternoon at 2:30 as we catch up with the Badger legend during UW Homecoming Week. How does he come up with those iconic calls?
Run, Dane!
And what are his best Badger moments? Join us for a conversation with Mike Mankey Friday at 2:30 on the Todd Allball Show.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by UW Law Professor Josh Braver, an expert in civil-military relations. We discuss the growing National Guard deployments across our country. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
WMDX, where conversations last longer than tweets.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me fighter.
Did she get a visit from three ghosts?
I've always been an unapologetic Trump supporter. I was one of the very few that stood with him after January 6th. Fought for him all over the country and helped him get reelected. Spent millions of dollars out of my own campaign to do that. And I've also supported many great Republicans getting elected as well. But I'm not a, let's see, what's the right way to say it? I'm not a slave.
No, that wasn't the right way to say it. That's the wrong way to say it. Man, next time maybe try doormat. I think it would work better.
Oh,
cognitive dissonance. Boy. Welcome to it.
Yeah.
Green with Marjorie Taylor Greene on anything. All right. Hey, jingle him up. Look.
If I'm going to get bad
from Ukraine.
Because he's very handsome.
Yeah. From
Lviv. This now. MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the
Dr. Irwin Breadlunner.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Breadlunner is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom, we know you're a world-renowned pediatrician. You didn't have to bring a child to be on camera with you.
I had to prove it after all these years.
Who is this next to you?
Well, let me set the scene here for all your listeners out in Radio Land. So right now, we're standing in front of something called the Kids Club in Lviv, Ukraine. The Kids Club was built by our organization, the Ukraine Children's Action Project, UCAP. And they, many U.S. supporters helped us build this wonderful building. And it's a place where kids come after school. They have outdoor activities, but a lot of activities inside after school. They're for displaced kids and kids from the neighborhood. And I have a sidekick with me today that for those of you who can't see the handsome Matthew, he's almost 11. He has.
Can you tell Matthew that I just ovulated and I'm way too old for that? He is so cute as to not be.
Matthew, say hello to Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
And tell her, you know, you've been studying English for how long?
How I was, like, learning.
Yeah, well, how long you been learning?
So I was learning for 1 year.
Wow. And say a little bit about your dad. Why you were so upset about things when we met last year?
Yeah, so he's a soldier in the Ukrainian army. He's been away for a good 1 or 2 years. Oh. I'm not really sure, but 1 year definitely. He has recently come back for a couple of weeks. Well, for long enough to be on my birthday, which is in 2 weeks.
Oh, so, yeah. Happy birthday!
You're going to be 12.
It's going to be 11.
You're going to be 11. Ah, can I, Matthew? Yeah. First of all, you speak better English than anyone on this radio show.
Including me. But let's just kind of we're gonna walk inside here for a minute. Let's see. Matthew, you got that door here?
Okay. Those of you watching on Free Speech TV, this is way cool.
Yeah, we walked
if you're just listening.
Club.
Yeah.
And,
look at all that.
And there's an art room here. These kids are doing their thing. Say hi to Stephanie. Say hello.
They're not as talkative as Matthew.
They're like, hi, scary American lady in baseball cap.
Hi, Mrs. Doom.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, boys. Okay.
Wow.
So Bella, this may make you rethink having children.
I know.
I'm regretting my life choices.
Yeah.
I saw you, just quickly, you posted a picture as well. You said I visited sites of civilian targets in Sunday's Russian air attack on Lviv, and the rubble of flattened homes or toys, baby carriages, shards of exploded missiles. A 15-year-old girl died, and her family died there on Sunday. So, God bless you for what you're doing, number one. But number two, it's got to be just wrenching for you every time you go back and see the new damage.
Yeah, it was wrenching. It's wrenching every time we come here, except the antidote is meeting kids like Matthew and seeing this very positive stuff that can happen here when people chip in and pitch in and try to help. But I must say that this what we witnessed yesterday was about as it bad as it gets for Karen and me emotionally. I mean, it was like 3 days before, this wonderful family was sleeping in their house, and, a Russian missile eliminated that whole, the whole block, really. And anyway, this is the reality of war and a conflict with a very, very aggressive country. And under the leadership of a totalitarian dictator, Putin, who's really, he's attacking not just the country for his own kind of crazy reasons, but he's also attacking democracy, which is why it's our fight as well as the Ukrainians' fight. It's the Europeans' fight as well as the Ukrainians' fight.
Yeah.
And I think the Europeans and the Americans need to fully understand that this is a stand for democracy and against totalitarianism. You know, I don't know what Donald Trump is up to and, you know, what his aspirations are, but at the end of the day, we have a president whose behavior has been unbelievably erratic, and, you know, I guess he's sort of leaning towards supporting Ukraine more now, but, you know, it remains to be seen. But
I know we're tempering what we say in front of Matthew, what we would normally say about Donald Trump. But enough of you.
Matthew, you're not going to tell anybody what I said, are you?
No.
Okay, fine. Okay,
go ahead.
All right, enough of you. Put Matthew back on. Matthew, I want you to know that most of us, we're going to speak Ukrainian to you now. Slava Ukraini, that's the way most of us feel here in America. Does your dad have to go back into battle again?
Yeah, in a couple of weeks.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, you are, I guess you're the man of the family right now. How is your mom doing?
She's doing really well. She works a really long job. However, she works from home and she really likes her job. Sometimes, for example, right now she's like really tired and I try to help much as I can. Yeah. I also have an older sister. Her name is Justina and she also helps around. I think around 18 and 21, somewhere between that age.
Okay, yeah, it's, you know what? Yeah. It's all so old after that. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I'm around that age too, Daniel.
My
mother
was
40
years old.
Well,
his mother's 40 years old. Don't tell anybody that you said that.
Okay.
You know, 6 million people now know how old your mother is. That's fine. Okay, but
we have a phrase here in America, Daniel. A good dude. You are a good dude.
Yes.
Thanks for talking to us.
Absolutely are.
All right, now, Dr. Redliner, you need to say bad words about Donald Trump and Bobby Kennedy now. So
Matthew, that's fine. Thank you for joining us. And see you later. Okay.
Thank you, Matthew. Doc, I gotta get your take on a couple of big things happening here. Six former U.S. Surgeons General has said RFK is a profound, immediate, unprecedented danger to U.S. public health. I mean, can you explain what a BFD that is? Don't say the whole thing in front of Daniel, but you know.
Matthew.
He's gone.
Matthew, sorry. Matthew, go ahead.
Listen, we've been talking about this since the day he was nominated. A dangerous, psychopathic, delusional guy who should not be...
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Well, I think we got the message, but oh, no. Our line to Ukraine.
Well, he's...
Is he still there?
I mean, they're still connected. We're just not getting audio or video, so...
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we get the idea. And can I just say, once again, this isn't remarkably bipartisan. These are U.S. Surgeon Generals appointed under all kinds of, you know, Republican or Democratic presidents. And again, I think the word is... unprecedented and urgent and immediate.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are.
We can hear you.
Can you see me?
No, but we can hear you, and that's half the battle.
We only cared when we saw the cute boy. You're fine. We know.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. But okay, I can take it.
Yeah.
But you know, seriously, this is the problem with Kennedy. Is first of all, he comes to the job already delusional. Already having been recognized as the most influential anti-vaxxer, anti-science person in the world. He's not even a doctor, and he's prescribing medical and health information to the public, which itself should be against the law, man. This is like, it's just way over the top. And now he comes in to this particular position, and that is the most powerful official public health position on the planet.
Yep.
And he continues to rant and rave out of control. And I'm telling you, you remember that White House briefing with Trump and the Tylenol pregnancy autism BS that was a terrifying display of incompetence. And listen, those guys, the Surgeon Generals came out. They don't do that. They don't that, except they felt compelled to do it now.
I know. And, Doc, I got to say, so the CDC has now accepted a advisory panel's recommendation that people can get vaccinated for COVID after consulting with a health provider, adding yet another hurdle to the process
who want to
get the updated COVID-19 shots. By the way, Senator Bill Cassidy on the new CDC vaccine guidance said, it's not making America healthy again. It's how do we screw with American people's health because we have a prejudice against the vaccine. This is the doctor who voted to confirm Bobby Kennedy. I mean, it's just infuriating, isn't it?
Oh, you mean you're talking about like the deciding vote?
Yes.
The deciding vote, the most influential voter in the Congress to allow Bobby Kennedy Jr. to assume this position. Yeah, that Dr. Cassidy, and he is a doctor, and he did know better. And many of us communicated with him. I texted with him, but I have colleagues that actually spoke to him on the phone. He acknowledged that Kennedy could potentially be a problem, but he voted with him anyway, for him anyway. And, you know, the reason is the pressure exerted by the White House to get him confirmed was over the top.
Yeah.
And, you know, Trump wanted him. Why did he want him? Because he was a Kennedy. He was drooling at the mouth to get a Kennedy family member.
He said, I got a Kennedy.
Into his cabinet.
It's insane.
I got a Kennedy.
I saved one last post for you just to see if you agree. Dr. Tran said, bad news, anti-vaxxers have been given leadership positions at U.S. health agencies and are doing everything they can to take away vaccines. The good news is, despite all their spin, in reality, they've been too incompetent to do anything effective to restrict vaccine access in any meaningful way so far. Do you agree with that, number one?
They have created barriers, and beyond the barriers, this BS, like, you know, you can get it, you just have to speak to your doctor. Well, a lot of people don't have a doctor that they can regularly go to or they can afford to go to, and especially low-income people who are dependent on the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Now, a lot of that is in question. So just to be kind of saying that, you know, blithely, just ask your doctor, is a big pain and a barrier for people. And look, this is what they have in mind. But even worse than that, Steph, is that they have created so much doubt and skepticism about vaccines in general, including COVID, that it, they're really turning off more and more people. So they may say, "Oh yeah, you can get a COVID vaccine, but we don't think they're tested enough, and we think there might be more harm than good, or that more people will die getting the vaccine than didn't get it." And that, of course, is a major discouragement for people who want to get the protection they deserve to have and they should have.
Yep, absolutely. Doc, can I just say, Bella and I want to adopt and or marry Matthew.
Oh, God.
I probably should step aside for Bella since, you know, she'd only have to wait, what, 6 more years before it's legal? But
sure.
Right. And actually, he has a dowry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I know that you're not oriented in that, you know, material things, but just to kind of just look, you need to be aware. Yeah.
He is adorable. What a brave little boy.
I got to tell you something real quick. So before the show here said to me, how many guns do you have in America? I said, a lot. He said to me, yeah, you have more guns than people. This is this 10-year-old.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Can he be president? I don't know. We'll figure out what to do. We'll figure it all out. Okay.
Keep me posted. Yeah.
President and Mr. Gerenzer. Okay.
Bye, guys.
All right. Love you, Doc. Thanks
so
much.
Love you,
all right,
too. Bye-bye.
20 minutes after the hour. Dana Goldberg coming up on The Stephanie Miller Show.
That is great radio.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're a homeowner in America, you need to listen to this. The FBI has been warning about a type of real estate fraud on the rise called title theft. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on a single document, use a fake notary stamp, and file it with the county. And just like that, on record, they own your home. Using your ownership, they can take out loans against your equity or even sell your property. And you won't know about it until foreclosure or collection notices show up in your mail. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can protect your equity and find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title records, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud occurs, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go now to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That is HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. Protect yourself. Do it now. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-209-4324. 800-209-4324. 800-209-4324. 209-4324. That's 800-209-4324.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Mom,
Family needing a getaway? Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells has everything you want right on the Wisconsin River. Splash into new surrealistic water park fun with Rainbow Rapids. Try new dual zipline racing at Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. New thrills like the towering 200-foot bungee ejection ride, plus $20 million in lodging renovations, 18 holes of challenging golf, all on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Fall is in the air, and there's no better place to enjoy it than at Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Cozy up inside for some spirits, 48 beers on tap, and THC drinks. Choose from a wide selection of their warm pastas, 12-hour smoked pulled pork, and of course, their pizzas. Voted best of Madison, Sugar River Pizza is known for great food, great drinks, and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. Located on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie, they also offer catering. Sugar River Pizza, where fall feels like home.
Yep. In honor of all the furries doing the Macarena in Portland. Or the, I don't know what they're doing, the cha-cha slide, something. What was that clip you just showed us from TikTok?
Oh, my gosh. This guy going, he goes up to the National Guard in Portland and puts his hands behind his back and goes, ooh, arrest me, daddy. And the National Guard guys are trying so hard not to laugh that they just walk away.
That's what Malcolm Nance said yesterday. Yeah. Make them laugh at how ridiculous this whole thing is. You know, it's a way to be nonviolent, to be peaceful, but also to make the point that this is so ridiculous and fascist.
Yeah.
All right. We continue another episode of Educating Ms. Bella. I just called you an incompetent oaf during the break, and I said I was quoting Lauren Bacall, and we asked, do you know who Lauren Bacall is? And Bella said no. And so show her the lady from the coffee commercials.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Later years.
Well, and she was also in Misery.
Yes, I've definitely seen her. Uh-huh. Like, I've seen her face. Right. I recognize who she is.
I love the healing notes from Misery when she was 1,000 years old.
I know.
We're talking about, like, vintage Bogie and McCall, you know. 40s,
she was a
50s
big
movie
star in the 40s and 50s.
Yeah. Off the top of my head.
She was one of the most beautiful women in the world. Uh-huh. Anyway, yes, but I interviewed her, and she's explicitly told her publicist that I was not to ask about Bogie, and then my horrible
Humphrey Bogart.
Executive producer, because the interview was going so well, in my ear said, ask her about Bogie, do it now. And I was like, oh, you're not the one sitting next to her, and she is terrifying. And so I asked her, and she was very nice to me, but then the second she got off the air, she turned to her publicist and said, you incompetent oaf.
She was a strong woman who didn't suffer fools.
She did not suffer fools, gladly. I explicitly told you no, Bogie. I just like being able to call Chris an incompetent oaf.
That is so funny.
It's so old-timey.
I wonder if she called Rob Reiner an incompetent oaf, since he directed her.
Probably. She's probably called everyone that at some point.
Yeah, well.
I like that.
And Rob Reiner is most assuredly not an incompetent oaf.
Right, exactly.
Okay. By the way, the noted crank Pedro Navarro, this is just the delusion. Bella was talking about what her right-wing relatives watch or believe. So Pedro Navarro's on Fox, and he says, we're just in the most beautiful place I think we've ever been in with respect to trade.
Oh, my God.
What?
It's right in Q2 2024, China bought over $3 billion in soybeans from U.S. farmers. This year, they've bought zero.
Yeah.
But this is what they're hearing on Fox News.
Yeah.
We're in the best place we've ever been. Oh my God! Oh, what? By the way, we have musical requests, Bella.
Oh,
On Blue Sky, someone said I've been seriously missing that "You Were Warned" song. Mm. So much of that is happening right now on just about everything. That song is such the earworm. Well, it was because they were warned.
Soybean worm. You were warned. We tried to tell you. You were warned. Now deal with it.
Do we have the around and find out dance? We have a bunch of them.
We do.
Haven't, you're right. We
effed around and found out.
We got to put those back in rotation. Sure. Here we go. Oh, and also leopards eating my face in the queue.
All of it.
In the queue, as they say.
Yeah.
Speaking of... Oh, go ahead.
Never thought that would leave my face. We bonded over bigotry, but they weren't supposed to turn on me. No, never thought
the lepers would eat my face.
Thank you. Speaking of music, real quick, I love Rude Pundit said, really odd that conservatives didn't have a ragegasm at non-Americans like Paul McCartney, U2, Coldplay, The Rolling Stones, or The Who headlining a Super Bowl halftime show. What could the difference be, Chris? What could the difference be with Bad Bunny? Did I mention Puerto Rico was part of America?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
I think
yes,
I did. Yes. Okay. 29 minutes after the hour. Dana Goldberg coming up.
Connecting dots, not just talking points. WMDX. Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The mayor's budget proposal calls for a slight increase in spending and the lowest property tax hike in decades. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway released her whole city operations budget plan. It comes to a grand total of $452 million for 2026. That's a 4.5% increase over this year's budget. The mayor says a big part of that increase is a 3% pay raise for city workers, plus the raises for Metro Transit staff and rising health care costs for all city employees. Back in November, Madisonians passed a $22 million referendum for the city's operations. The mayor says that referendum means residents will have the lowest property tax increase in at least 40 years. For the average Madison home, now valued at about $480,000, property taxes would go up by about $30. The mayor's budget proposal will first be considered by the Finance Committee over the next few weeks. Then it would need approval from the whole Common Council. Meanwhile, lawmakers at the state capitol are considering a bill that would allow traffic cameras to automatically send drivers speeding tickets. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Milwaukee's newest push to crack down on reckless driving is now in the hands of state lawmakers. Senate Bill 375 would allow the city to put up 75 red light and speed cameras at major crash sites. Lawmakers yesterday heard testimony from crash victims and supporters calling for safer streets. Opponents say the cameras could unfairly burden low-income drivers. The Senate Transportation Committee must now decide whether to send the bill to the full Senate for debate. If it passes, Milwaukee would be the first city in Wisconsin allowed to use traffic cameras.
A study from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety found these types of cameras reduce the rate of deadly crashes from drivers running red lights by 21%. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, and it could get a little breezy at times here as we head into the afternoon. Our high right around 67 today. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Could see a few showers late tonight. Our low 47 tomorrow. Partly cloudy to mostly cloudy with a high near 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you've been to a Wisconsin sports event, especially a football game, you've heard his voice.
First and 10, Wisconsin.
That's Badger Public Address announcer Mike Mankey. Join us Friday afternoon at 2:30 as we catch up with the Badger legend during UW Homecoming Week. How does he come up with those iconic calls?
Run day!
And what are his best Badger moments? Join us for a conversation with Mike Mankey Friday at 2:30 on the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show to make the popcorn pick of the week. Then joining me in studio is children's illustrator Rob Momartz. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
U.S. Kids and the Ad Council.
Something.
Well, today's October the 8th, and obviously I'm here doing some commercials for the Grand Ole Opry, which is why I'm dressed kind of like a country western girl. But before I got started, I wanted to say, I know lately everybody thinks that I am sicker than I am. Do I look sick to you? So anyhow, that's what I wanted to say. And I'm not ready to die yet. I don't think God is through with me, and I ain't done working. So I love you for caring, and keep praying for me.
Aww.
Dolly Parton, at least one good news. Oh, my God, can I just say, I so relate. Her sister posted, you know, please prayers for Dolly. And she's like, no, sorry, I didn't. She just under the weather. I didn't mean to make everybody panic.
She made everybody
That's
panic.
That's totally something my sister would do. I told you about at the party what happened. I brought Kathy Griffin in my birthday party. Yeah. And my sister goes, Julie Brown. I'm like,
oh, no. Well, what Dolly said in that video, that she was spending so much time caring for her husband while as he was dying that she didn't take care of herself. And so they found a few things when, you know, she finally went into the doctor. And so she's getting that taken care of. And she said it should be fine.
Yeah. Anyway, I was just like, can 2025 suck any harder when we saw that, you know, her sister's post? But it's sending all the love and light in the world off of Dolly. We cannot. We are really tightly wound around here. We cannot endure losing Dolly Parton this year. Anyway, all right. So, sister. Yeah, you two jokes. Wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall for that conversation? Dolly called her sister. Hi, I'm getting a couple of texts and things.
Does she have like 10 siblings?
Yes.
So that was just one of them.
Yeah, just going through which one? Which one did this? Lincoln Project says, here's another just a bright spot in our day. Lincoln Project says, Trump is much weaker than he looks. He's always been a bloated, sloppy, low IQ, flaccid failure. Okay. Now he is a bloated, sloppy, low IQ, flaccid failure, desperately trying to distract from all that by attacking U.S. cities with our military and sending his Justice Department after political opponents. Thank you. Oh, by the way, there was an entire story about the reappearance of his cankles.
Really?
Yeah. Hang on. Yes, Trump 79 reveals bulging cankles while hosting world leader. Have they just given up trying to cover them up?
Yeah.
Or the horrible bruises on his hands? Okay. Yes, he was with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney.
Yep.
Donald Trump's noticeably swollen ankles made their latest appearance as he hosted Carney in the Oval Office. His cankles were photographed bulging over the tops of his black dress shoes during the meeting, which failed to produce a trade deal because he is a bloated, flaccid failure. Did I mention that? When reached for comment on the photos, the White House said the president has tremendous health. President Trump is a champion level golfer with the vitality, mental acuity, and energy levels that most young people could not fathom having.
Right.
I have a question.
All hail dear leader and his cankles.
I have a question.
Yes, Christopher?
How athletic is the sport of golf?
Not at all. But okay, and he puts his fat ass in his cart. He doesn't even walk.
No, unless you're walking around.
Right. He doesn't walk.
He gets shuttled.
Right, but
with
a
the golf cart. So, I will say, when I go to Topgolf, I do. I feel it in my back.
Okay, I get that.
But that's it.
Have you seen him when he's done with golf and he takes the headbeast looks like without what he takes his hat off and like most of his orange makeup's gone?
Yeah.
He's in his big dumpy.
I've never gotten that sweaty, I will say. After.
But he doesn't burn a lot of calories.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
It is not a workout.
No.
Oh, also from that meeting, Trump catches Canadian PM off guard by announcing the merger of his country with the U.S. again. Oh, God, they can't get enough of that hilarious joke in Canada. Okay. By the way, speaking of jokes, can someone explain right-wing, quote-unquote, humor to me?
No. Nobody in this room can explain it.
Speaking of spectacular shape, who's the guy that looks like Odd Jobs? Stephen, what's his
Stephen
name?
Stephen Chung.
Yeah. Well, he looks like he ate several of the original Odd Jobs, but he...
Yeah.
That guy, he's just, everything he writes is just nasty, and he thinks it's funny.
Uh-huh.
And so there's been this whole thing about AOC calling Stephen Miller short, and, you know, which is hilarious because, like, they're taking the bait just like she hoped they would.
Totally.
So the White House responded to AOC's mockery of Stephen Miller. This is what Odd Jobs. Times 11 billion.
The character's name is
Odd Jobs. Squared.
Odd Job.
Right. Odd Job Squared.
Yes.
Stephen.
Yes.
Ooh, he's only 43. Yikes. Anyway,
Stephen Chung is only 43?
Yes.
God, he looks like he's in his upper 50s.
Stephen Miller's in his 30s.
Oh, my God, these people.
Yikes. Okay, so he wrote, Bella, you may have to explain this to me.
Yeah.
Sounds like AOC is often used to the shorter things in life, adding a pinching hand emoji, widely used online to suggest a small penis.
Yeah.
So is he suggesting she has a small penis, or she's only with men with small penises?
I think she's only with men, yeah.
She's only with men who have small penises.
And so that was a joke?
It's supposed to be.
Okay.
Don't know. Right. It didn't really land.
Well, what's really telling is that they're responding to her. And they're on the defensive.
No, but I feel like it's the emoji that goes like
yeah.
small.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
AOC has a small? No. Or what? Huh? Okay. Speaking of creepy, not funny, Fox News host Jesse Waters got a little too weird for even his own colleagues on Tuesday when he went off on a tangent about high-value men, which is, I guess, Stephen Miller's. He was defending.
Stephen Miller's a high-value
yes,
man?
Yes, yes. He was talking about AOC mocking Stephen Miller by saying he's short. Jesse Waters said, I think AOC wants to sleep with Miller.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's she totally wants to bang Stephen Miller. Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
that's
yeah.
such a thing in yeah. right-wing
noted smoke show AOC definitely wants to sleep. You know what? Someone sent us a picture. He does look surprisingly like an anal polyp.
Yes.
Because I was wondering what that shape of his head looks uh-huh. like. Look at it. Google a close-up of an anal polyp. He said it's so obvious, but I'm sorry you can't have him. Yeah. Ooh, AOC's got a yikes.
Oh wow, she's crushed. Ooh, she's got to recover
from
that. I hate
the high value man, high value woman thing in the right wing like brosphere right now. Like you want a high value woman? Like no, you just want wife who stays at home.
Yeah, right. But you want to know how he described Jesse Waters? Says the men who are high value like Stephen Miller. Mm-hmm. Could you put some tarp down for me? I'm sorry to get through this story. They take risks. What does he do? Little baby Goebbels sits inside ordering other people to do...
Yeah, his dirty work.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They're brave. They're unafraid. They're confident, and they're on a mission. And they have younger wives with beautiful children.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Really? Okay. That's what makes you a real man, is having...
A young wife.
Right.
A young, hot wife.
Yes.
That can just push out babies.
Wow. Both Greg Gutfeld and Jessica Tarlov said Waters' praise of Miller is creepy on a whole host of levels.
I think he's projecting a little bit, saying that AOC wants to sleep with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yikes. Bet you she'll confirm that. Totally wants to get a piece of that. Hey, old polyp. Bill in Jersey. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to talk about was Antifa and how it was a real group during Nazi Germany.
Yes.
And they were resistance. Mm-hmm. And it was anti-fascist action. The A at the end was for action. And how they carried out all kinds of things against the Germans, but they were German people. And they sort of faded out after the war. But in 1980, there was a resurgence when the skinheads in Germany came around and the neo-Nazis. And then they sort of went away again. But there has been Antifa. It's been a real thing.
Yes.
And it was one of the resistance in Germany.
Yeah. I was saying how disturbingly how many people are quoting Anne Frank's diary.
Yeah.
And it could be describing what's happening in Chicago or Portland. And it is chilling. Here she is. Ice Barbie. Dillis Filler, as we like to call her. Christy Noem.
Yep.
Throwing out the Antifa boogeyman again.
Our ICE agents, our Border Patrol agents, how they have been attacked, how they have been shot at, injured, the damage that they've done. These leaders in these local cities, along with Pritzker and Johnson, ignore what's going on, or, sir, they're helping Antifa cover it up. We have arrested dozens of individuals that are Antifa members or affiliated with them, and I want to thank our Attorney General for prosecuting them and making sure they never see the light of day again.
Okay. Someone did a picture of Christy Noem on that rooftop when she was, staring down the, four protesters and the guy in the chicken suit because she's so brave. And someone was like, nobody walk their dogs by that building right now.
Get those puppies
All right, one more, Ice Barbie. Yep.
Yeah. Focusing on Antifa and the terrorists that they are, let's not make any mistake. These individuals do not just want to threaten our law enforcement officers, threaten our journalists, and the citizens of this country. They want to kill them. Their agenda is to destroy the American people and our way of life. We will get more and more information about the network and how we can root them out and eliminate them from the existence of American society.
Oh, eliminate them from existence. Wow, that's not Nazi rhetoric, is it?
Not at all.
Wow. Wow. I would like some information. I would like some information about Antifa organizing so we could, you know, join. Do you need a chicken suit? What do you need to join? Do you need a dinosaur outfit?
Wasn't there a frog suit?
Yes.
Oh, a lot of frog suits, a lot of dinosaurs.
The inflatable blow-up costumes. Yeah. I saw a T-Rex on TikTok.
Yeah. Love the T-Rex
costumes. Yeah, the T-Rex outfit also is good for not getting the check if you go out to lunch.
I can't reach
anything. Can't, well, actually, any fur. I can't reach my wallet's in here somewhere. I can't get it. Uh-oh, Christy, look out. Chicken suit guy's back. Didn't somebody? Oh, Wendy Johnson posted how brave she was to face down the chicken suit guy.
Oh my God!
And the four protesters and the
so
six media people.
So scary.
Scary. Okay. Oh God, really, Blondie? Pam Blondie is going to chime in on Antifa. Okay.
Breaking down the organization brick by brick.
There's no bricks.
Just like we did with cartels.
There's no
We're going to take the same approach, President Trump, Antifa. Destroy the entire organization from top to bottom.
Oof.
We're going to take them apart.
Oh, my goodness. Well, being that there's no bricks and no organization, good luck with that.
Well, yeah.
Stupidest timeline ever. Bob in Indiana. Hello, Bob.
Steph?
Yes, Bob.
Hi.
Steph?
Yes.
Chris?
Hi.
Bella?
Yes.
Help!
What happened?
Well,
are we just going to yell at each other? All right, what would you like to say?
I am Antifa.
Oh.
Okay, great.
Ooh, scary.
My father was Antifa.
Yes. Mine too.
Yes, they can be organized at times. I am carrying now, whenever I go out, a medal that he got while being in Antifa.
There you go. Yep, World War II.
It says 1941 maneuvers, and in the center it says National Defenders. Of USA.
Why do you think they call it the greatest generation, Bob, right?
Yes. But your father must have had decorations. And
yes.
I would say that everyone who has been a veteran or has had a veteran family member carry one of those medals on them. And if anybody should ever, for whatever reason, call you Antifa, just say, yes.
Yes, proudly.
We are defenders of the USA.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. And God bless the United States. Yeah, you're right. As a Nuremberg prosecutor, my dad was the head of Antifa. So I have, like, Antifa royalty blood in me. Don't I? So,
well, then where's your headquarters?
I guess this is it. Rife with centipedes.
Oh, great.
Now I saw one yesterday.
Oh, you saw centipedes?
Did you?
Yes, on the wall here. I was editing. I just kind of ignored it.
It's one of the perks, Bellas.
At least
you know what? At work, pets are good for, you know.
Yeah, just morale.
Morale, so in blood pressure.
At least they're not wearing tap shoes, because that would make it noisy for a radio studio.
Yes, because they got a lot of feet. That's what that joke's about. You know, I love Bob. I think Bob, you know what I think Bob yells at the TV? I like that new Lady Matlock. He's a feminist. Okay.
Yeah.
I think you would like the new Lady
Matlock. I did not know there was a new Lady Matlock.
With Kathy Bates. Yes.
That's fantastic. Uh-huh. I'm going to go watch it.
Okay.
When I'm done with my Hallmark Netflix movie. Whatever,
oh, my God. Time travel.
Andy McDowell. Yes, time travel. It's fascinating.
Time travel.
And Andy McDowell, so pretty. Okay.
And Hallmark. They don't mix in my mind.
Maybe older Andy McDowell does.
Sure.
What about her? Are you? Oh, no, no, no. Don't you drag her down my Gal Gadot rabbit hole.
No.
She's a wonderful actress.
She's great. I was saying, I don't know. Time travel and Hallmark does not mix. Well, like, in my head.
It does in this case. They jump in a pond. Romantic. They jump in a pond, and that's how they travel back in time.
Because it's romantic, I bet.
Yes, it is. She's pretty no matter what.
Like
age.
The movie Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve.
Yes.
Okay.
Or the movie Double Drop with Dennis Leary. Okay. Just threw that in there. I have no idea
Operation
what I'm saying.
Double Drop.
Operation Double Drop.
Starring Dennis Leary.
49 minutes after the hour, this portion.
That's an old bit from like 30 years ago.
This portion.
Yeah. This
brought to you by Native Path. Yeah. OMG. We're going to do a picture of me with my Native Path because you know what? I have two products I love. Native Hydrate goes right in my bike or my hike bottle every day.
If you go to your social media right now, the photo is up there.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic. It gives you all the amino acid and electrolytes you need. Yep. It is fantastic berry flavors or whatever you like.
Yep.
And then my Native Path collagen goes right in my coffee every morning. One scoop, and man, you don't even know it's in there. It's flavorless, and you get all this amazing collagen. It is that collagen, the most abundant protein in your body. Your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. What I love is everything's in there. I used to take separate stuff for hair, nails, digestion, all that stuff. Everything you need is in Native Path Collagen. I love it. Right now, you can get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Hey, I like it. I like it a lot.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, everybody. It's the sleep doctor, Dr. Greenberg. So excited to meet you. Why are you known as the sleep doctor?
I've treated over 10,000 patients for snoring and sleep apnea. It's my passion.
So tell us how Zipa is different from other, it's a mouthpiece, but it's so simple. Explain how it works.
The key that we have to look at is, why do you snore? Now, if we think of how does somebody snore, people think it's their nose, their mouth, their tongue. Bottom line is, it's the tongue. So you've got things like the CPAP machine that blows air so powerful down the throat, it moves the tongue out of the way. It's not oxygen, it's air. It's like sticking your hand out a car window at 60 miles an hour. You know, there are other mouthpieces in the market. They all just bring the lower jaw forward. If you're standing up, that's great. But the minute you put your head back, nothing's keeping your tongue from falling back. What we have here is this strap. It's a silicone strap that we call a seatbelt for the tongue. Basically,
it opens up your airway, basically, right?
Opens up your airway, keeps
so
the tongue from falling back.
You've also started a campaign near and dear to my heart for breast cancer research with Zipa. So it's the pink one. So talk about that for a sec.
We've all been affected by somebody with breast cancer. It just hits all of us so deeply.
Yeah.
Why is this still such an issue? Why are we still all losing our friends? Or they're fighting for their lives with it. They're going through chemo, radiation, all these things. And it's something we need to just get rid of. We need to throw the money in there, behind it, and get cures.
Yep, and it basically moves your jaw forward, opens up your airway. Generally, in the first night, it stops snoring, which is just a miracle for a lot of people. Listen, go to Zipa.com and use the code PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Zipa is happy Z spelled backwards, because what's not happy about the whole thing? Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for Zipa.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great to be here.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Does a 2025 federal law cut funding for some emergency broadcast alerts? Yes. A law signed by President Donald Trump on July 24th rescinds $9 billion, including $1.1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB. CPB, which funds NPR, PBS, and affiliates, announced it would shut down. Smaller rural stations rely heavily on CPB for weather and emergency alerts. Wisconsin stations got $8.5 million in 2024. The cuts led to a back and forth between Representative Derek Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on X over whether emergency broadcast alerts would be affected. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, don't let me go. Don't do it. Dana Goldberg coming up. Oh, well, looky here. Trump to get his second, quote unquote, yearly physical in 6 months. I'm sure everything is fine. Those are not cankles you see on Dear Leader. Oh, by the way, someone said, if you can smoke, it's not a sport.
Oh.
So in your question, is golf a sport?
Yeah. If you can smoke and drink during it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not a sport.
Yeah.
It's a pastime.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yes.
A hobby.
Trump will sit for a, quote, routine yearly checkup at Walter Reed ahead of a possible trip to the Middle East. The White House just announced. So that would be the second yearly one.
Right.
In 6 months.
His first one this year was in April. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Curious that. Mm-hmm. By the way, in our second segment of the right, Republicans just aren't funny. They were doing a small penis.
Stephen Chung
emoticon
was doing his
for AOC, which I'm not. I still can't.
Yeah, but she's only been with men with small penis,
or that she has a small penis. I don't really know what she. Okay, the Department of Homeland Security trolled musician Zach Bryan. That's the country star the MAG is having a meltdown over because he said something anti-ICE, something.
Whatever.
Fading of the red, white, and blue. I don't know. Okay. Over his new song with the video of deportation set to another hit. Oh, snap. Oh, that's going to get him. A second video was posted to DHS social media, showed ICE agents taking illegal immigrants into custody, all set to his 2020 song, All Night Revival. DHS wrote, "We're having an all-night revival." See how that's funny, and that's totally a snapback to the other song that he... Okay.
I'm not familiar with his oeuvre, so I...
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with the right wing's oeuvre of comedy in any way. No. It doesn't seem like the kind that's... What's the word I'm looking for, Chris? Oh, I know. Funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, for instance, Mike Johnson would like them to replace Bad Bunny with Lee Greenwood.
Who?
Is this because Lawrence...
That's going to happen.
Because Lawrence Welk...
God bless the USA.
Lawrence Welk was unavailable?
Lawrence Welk is dead. At least Greenwood is alive.
Mike Johnson said, "I don't even know who Bad Bunny is, but it sounds like a terrible decision in my view. Sounds like he's not someone who appeals to a broader audience." Yeah, that's it. He's only the number one streaming artist in the world.
And Lee Greenwood does?
There's so many eyes on the Super Bowl, a lot of young, impressionable children, and in my view, you would have Lee Greenwood or role models doing that, not someone like this. Bad Bunnies.
Has he seen the amount of boobs and butt that are in commercials
during the Super Bowl? The Carl Jr. commercials?
Yeah, exactly.
Alone.
Real quick, KJ in Washington State. Hi, KJ.
Hey, it's KJ Dog Love. Now, look, I've got the agendas in my yard. Both the Antifa and the Trans-tifa agenda are in my yard.
Oh, it's in your yard. Okay.
That's correct. And also, you know what? Hey, I've got a small penis. I'm a transgender man, but I could beat Trump any day with the ladies. Let me tell you that one.
All right. Dana Goldberg coming up next.
Because
because democracy deserves a little airtime. WMDX.
Todd Alba.
If you're a Windows 10 user, tune in next time as we'll talk about the potential end for support, and we're giving away tickets to No Packers, No Life, the new Packers movie, next time.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Green and Gold Football is back at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Catch the games on 14 large-screen TVs. Join meet and jersey raffles at halftime during regular season games and enjoy half-price wings and beer bucket specials. And the Lazy Oaf is a great place for lunch with daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Alba Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is convening his cabinet for a ratification vote on phase one of the peace deal reached with Hamas.
It was 2 years ago this week that Hamas attacked Israel, killing 1,200 people, taking 250 hostage. Since then, Israel's response, killing more than 67,000 Palestinians, including 20,000 children, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. Gaza decimated.
It's ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Hostage Square in Tel Aviv.
We've seen celebrations here, singing, dancing, the Israeli flag, the American flag, signs saying, "We love you, Trump." In the words of one mother of a hostage, saying, "I can be a mother who hugs her son again."
Once the Israeli cabinet signs off on the deal, the hostage release and prisoner exchange is expected to happen, probably Monday. This is ABC News.